So far, so good here for the boys in green on top. 3-1 of the Seattle Thunderbirds. Mike Benton back here with you between periods 2 and 3. This is an annual event, an annual cause here for Navy Night, all part of fundraising here for local officers. So it brings great pleasure to be joined live up here in the booth by a representative, commanding officer, the U.S. Navy Commander. Davi, do you want a Pivong? I got that name correct. We had a good talk about this, sir. But first off, thank you for your service. Originally from Texas, but a native of Laos. I first ask you, what does it mean to be a member and a part of the U.S. Navy?
Well, Mike, thank you so much for having me here tonight with you. And on behalf of the men and women of Team Seattle, go Silvertips.
Yes.
Well, tonight, indeed, it's been a fun journey for us here to join up with the Silvertips. For me, joining the United States Navy has been a tremendous lifetime accomplishment of serving our nation at sea and going with the men and women who are truly the absolute finest in the work that they do above the sea, in the air, and under the sea. And for me, as a surface warfare officer, coming out and joining the Navy, it's been a great pleasure serving on the sea.
You know what really strikes me as far as the operation, what everyone goes through when they become a member, and we'll get into more of this because we saw several members being sworn in on the ice during intermission number one, but there is not just an experience you take away, but also individual growth besides your service here for your country. How much have you grown as a person ever since entering the service here?
Mike, as you mentioned earlier, I am from Laos. I'll tell you, the personal journey for me has just been astounding. I've just learned so much more about who I am and what it takes, really, to be just a good people person. And no one better to teach me that than the men and women of our United States Navy and the chief petty officers who are the heart and soul of our United States Navy. So they really molded me into the man that I am today and just truly appreciate who they are and what they do for our United States Navy team.
The swear-in ceremony for future members, what does that say as well about their level of commitment that is right in front of your very eyes this evening?
Absolutely proud of these young men and women as they raise that right arm to the square. I'm just very pleased that the strength of our United States Navy rests upon these young men and women who are so highly qualified and motivated, and they're ready to go. They're ready to join the fleet, and I'm so excited for them and their journey.
You know, I really couldn't help but get a good look as far as your backstory before we had a good chance to have a conversation up here in the booth. We are joined by Commander Davi. Do you want a Pivong up here between periods 2 and 3? This is all part of a Navy Night. You are part of the USS DeWert completing a counter-drug deployment going through the Panama Canal. This stuff is enticing. 4 times you went through the ship, essentially the crew surviving a smuggling vessel that rammed right into the ship. What a story that you take away. But what kind of reward do you feel for handling those kind of missions?
Mike, I'll tell you, being in the United States Navy, the reward is seeing the nation going forward and being represented in our interest across the sea and wherever we go. And for me in that particular assignment, I just feel rewarded that we stopped that particular amount of narcotics coming into our country. And that was a wonderful, wonderful time for us as a crew. And we're just glad to be out there doing the hard work for our nation and keeping us safe here.
Well, you've been across the country to many places, but for this town being so much of an embracing community here with the United States Navy, what does it mean to live, work, and play as well around these grounds?
Being in the Pacific Northwest, Mike, absolutely first time here, has opened my eyes to the wonderful men and women up here in the Pacific Northwest, and specifically in the Puget Sound area. Out really great to see our sailors out there interacting with the young men and women out here, spreading the Navy message and getting out there in the community as volunteers, as coaches, and just wonderful representatives of not just the Navy, but who they are as good citizens.
You know, there's nothing like trying to show the game to a first-time fan. That is also you, your first game here in the house. What strikes you about this game for the first time in front of your eyes?
I've learned about our Silvertips team here. They're just 1 point away from behind the Thunderbirds, and absolutely I love seeing the level of effort that's out there on the ice tonight. They're giving it all they've got. Right now, you see where the score is. I'm just very excited to be a part of this witness to the spectators and the just crowd enthusiasm out here. It's just unlike anything I've seen before.
It's riveting, isn't it?
I see
that look on your face, fully embracing. For those who are interested as far as eventually joining the U.S. Navy, where can they go to?
Oh, easy, Mike. Today, modern Navy and modern world, social media, www.navy.mil, or find a Navy recruiter, and that's it. You'll get started that way. Of course, we still have the traditional Navy recruiting stations in the neighborhoods where folks are.
Absolute honor to have you here in the booth. Absolute honor to have you in the building. Thank you very much for your service once again, sir.
Thank you, Mike. A pleasure.
All right. Commanding Officer Davi Diyawanapai Vong joining us up here as part of the U.S. Navy between periods 2 and 3. Silvertips leading the Thunderbirds 3-1. Scoreboard's next, and this is Sound Transit, Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.